Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Teams are coming out of their respective huddles to get the second half underway. Tied 22-22, Evergreens and Red Raiders. Wisconsin Rapids will get the ball first. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Plays back in to start the second half. Red Raiders inbound. Tom Olson has the ball. Key to the second half, can the Evergreens limit the Red Raiders touches inside? And the first play goes down low to Riley Presley. He scores, and he's fouled. So there's a quick answer. No, the Red Raiders are ready to keep pounding the ball inside. Kyle Kurtenbach is called for the foul. It's his first. And Presley will have a chance to complete a three-point play and boost his team's lead. Presley now has eight. He'll go to the line looking for a ninth. Sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Riley Presley hits. As a team, the Red Raiders are 3-for-4 from the free-throw line. They come out now with a 25-22 advantage. See what the Evergreens can do. Grant Van Grinsven is back on the floor playing with two fouls. Gives to Sierakowski, drives, cut off. Goes back out to Riley Peterson. Back to Van Grinsven, who may be a little bit cold. After sitting the entire second quarter, Van Grinsven looks to drive, goes back out again to Peterson. Van Grinsven couldn't quite get to the basket. Gets the ball back. Goes to Kurtenbach, who's looking for cutter Sierakowski. He's defended well. And here's a pass almost knocked away, ever covered. Van Grinsven went into the backcourt and got that deflected pass to save the possession. Now to Nick Sierakowski's hands. Peterson thought about the three, passes off. Now Van Grinsven looks to drive. Doesn't have the height advantage, but it's cut off on the baseline. Evergreen's getting a good look. Running and looking for that cutter. Now driving in is Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach goes back out as he was cut off, foul line extended. Now to Sierakowski, trying to set a pick for him. Goes back out to Peterson. Peterson looking down low for Chris Cornish, the only Evergreen who doesn't have a touch here. Evergreens again go to Sierakowski. Now pass down low. We've got a whistle and a foul along the baseline as Chris Cornish was starting his move towards the basket. And this is kind of a bailout foul here because Cornish's feet were sliding out from underneath him. This is going to be a non-shooting foul. It is on Riley Presley, and it's his third. Evergreen's inbound underneath. Inbound pass goes to Grant Van Grinsven, who scores with the right hand. Evergreens are back within one. 25-24. Rapids up high. Jason Wiernick thought about the shot. Instead goes over to Riley Presley. Presley stays on the floor with three. Three-pointer in the air, and Alex Fasenauer has just hit his third. There we go. 28-24. Rapids extends to a four-point advantage. Well, they've had two threes here. One the old-fashioned way and one from behind the arc. Evergreens now have Kurtenbach along the baseline cutoff. Goes back out to Van Grinsven for a three of his own. Hits the front iron, no good. Kurtenbach can't get the rebound. Riley Presley continues to play with those three fouls. Cleared the boards for Rapids. All right, this is a dangerous spot here. The Evergreens can go down by more. Driving in is Tom Olson. He's fouled. It's going to be a foul before the shot. See who they get. Hope it's not Van Grinsven. It could be his third. Nope, they're going to call Riley Peterson. That's his first. Second on the team, Rapids will inbound underneath. We're sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. It's inbounded to Jason Wiernick. Now up to Tom Olson. Olson in the corner now to Riley Presley. Presley with the height advantage, spins and misses it too strong, but unable to secure the rebound is Chris Cornish. Went off his hands and goes out of bounds. Rapids doesn't have much of a height advantage, but they have been trying to pound inside. You know, if the Evergreens could get Max Mladic into playing shape, Mladic has been injured, a football injury. He's the tallest player for the Evergreens, and he just has been used very sparingly. Offensive rebound, shot, Riley Presley. Presley second and put it back on a third chance. He's got 5 points since intermission. The Evergreens have been outscored 8-2 since halftime and now trail 30-24. Don't want to fall further behind. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. Bounces down low to Chris Cornish in traffic. Loses the ball. Loose on the floor. Big scrum for it, and Rapids comes away with it. They have a two-on-two. Hurrying to the basket is Fleury, who scores. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Wisconsin Rapids has outscored DC Everest 10-2 in the first 3.5 minutes of the half. And the Evergreens will take a 30-second timeout here. They now trail 32-24. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Intercity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank says, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. All the Evergreens have been able to muster in this second half. It's been a two from Grant Van Grinsven. Rapids has had a three from Bazenauer. He's got three from behind the stripe. An old-fashioned three from Riley Presley. Presley and Fleury have each scored again. Fleury's basket coming off an Evergreens turnover. It's not been all that pretty to start the third quarter here. All right, the Evergreens have battled back once. See if they can do it again. They will have possession after the timeout. 4:54 to play, third quarter. This portion of our broadcast brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Evergreens crowd trying to cheer the team on. Grant Van Grinsven has it in the front court. Works over to Riley Peterson. To Sierakowski. Three ball from the baseline. And Nick Sierakowski just hit. An unlikely three. He was fed by Riley Peterson. The Evergreens needed that. They're back within five. Philip Flory's got the ball. Flory over to Jason Wiernick. Wiernick extended with that right elbow. Not called. Passes off to Alex Bazenauer. And now down low to Fleury. Fadeaway 10-footer over Van Grinsven. He missed. Van Grinsven got him to alter that shot. Good defense there. Evergreens get the rebound. Riley Peterson cleared the boards. Evergreens freshman almost had his pass knocked out of bounds. It is off one of the Rapids defenders. Evergreens will keep possession just barely. And the Evergreens are going to send Stephen Weir back in. Give them another outside shooting threat. Van Grinsven will take a seat for a moment. And Nick Sierakowski inbound. Throws in to Riley Peterson. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Evergreens swing to the corner. Stephen Weir setting up a three just short. Ball is loose on the rebound. Weir went in there and got it, and he was pushed too. Loose ball foul against Wisconsin Rapids. Stephen Weir followed his own shot. That's a good hustle off the miss. And a foul is called on Jason Wiernick. That is his first. It is the team's second. And the hustle saves the possession for D.C. Everest, trailing by five. Nick Sierakowski will inbound underneath his own basket. Sierakowski, a little trouble getting in, goes into the corner where Jake Giebert now works it back out to Stephen Weir. Weir, like a lot of outside shooters, hot and cold from behind the three-point arc. Lately, mostly cold. He's found his points from closer range tonight. Nick Sierakowski looks for Weir in the corner. He thought about that three, didn't really have his feet set, and goes back out to Sierakowski. 3.5 minutes to play. Weir's got it in the corner again to Sierakowski. Now looking down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach struggled with that pass. He's trying to call a timeout to save possession, and I believe they gave it to him. Yep. Kyle Kurtenbach lost the ball for a minute, was able to gather it in for just a minute and screamed for a timeout, and it's been awarded. So that quick timeout saves the possession again for D.C. Everest. And this will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with Wisconsin Rapids leading 32-27. Rapids has led by as many as eight in the first half. They extended it back to eight here in the second half. Evergreens have led only once by 1 point after Kyle Kurtenbach's free throw completed a three-point play. Tonight's Evergreens basketball game is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and Glenray Radiators. At Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. Evergreens will inbound from along their own baseline. Nick Sierakowski will trigger it in. Evergreens don't have a lot of height, and they're keeping Grant Van Grinsven on the bench again. Triggered into Stephen Weir. Here's a three ball from the corner, and he hit. They're saying it's a two. It's a two triggered in from from Nick Sierakowski. Weir's foot was on the line. So it is 32-29. And into the corner here is Tom Olson for Wisconsin Rapids. Pass down low, taken away by Nick Sierakowski. Turned over. And the Evergreens, trailing by three, have possession. So a three ball ties it, or they can pull within one. And they've got Stephen Weir, their marksman, on the floor. Bounced down low, though, to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach swings out to Sierakowski. Three ball to tie. Just missed off the front rim. Rebound by Riley Presley of Wisconsin Rapids. So there was the Evergreen shot at pulling back even, and it was a misfire from Nick Sierakowski. Well, he hit his last one, and it was an open look. You don't mind him taking that shot. Wisconsin Rapids has the ball poked away, picked up by Stephen Weir, a steal, and Weir is fouled from behind. As one of the Rapids players, out of frustration, was trying to take the ball back, Jason Wiernick's going to get called. This will be a non-shooting foul. And the Evergreens are going to inbound. Foul goes against Jason Wiernick. That's his second, third team foul. And Nick Sierakowski will trigger it back in. It's been a closely played and entertaining game. Rapids has had the lead for most of the night, but the Evergreens have stayed in contact, haven't fallen far behind. 2.5 minutes to play third quarter, and time is back in. Nick Sierakowski has it up high, now to Kyle Kurtenbach. To Stephen Weir up high, now to Riley Peterson. Feed down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish is double-teamed. Someone should be free outside. Goes back out to Sierakowski. Too slow to develop. To Stephen Weir. Now back down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's on the low blocks. Double-teamed. He goes back out. 2 minutes to play. Riley Peterson looks to drive. Peterson was cut off. Goes back out to Sierakowski. Now Stephen Weir. Fights through a screen. Weir's pass is almost stolen. Now to Peterson. Three ball for the tie. He got it! Freshman hits from the corner, Riley Peterson. Evergreens twice now have battled back from 8 points down to not this game. It's 32-32. 1:45 to play. Back and forth we go. Tom Olson now over to Jason Wiernick. Wiernick goes over to Alex Basenauer. Rapids has gone cold here. Both teams have been streaky tonight. Into the corner for Alex Basenauer again. Pulls up, foul line extended. Missed it. Too strong. Evergreens get the rebound. 1:20 to play in the quarter, and the Evergreens can take the lead here. Here's Stephen Weir. Goes back out high to Chris Cornish. Cornish works around, and now to Kurtenbach behind the three-point arc. To Weir and Sierakowski. And flashing up high for the Evergreens is Cornish. Three ball from Stephen Weir. He's cold. He missed it off the back bracket. No good. Rebound to Rapids and Tom Olson. 1 minute to play in the quarter. 32-32. You get the feeling we're going to be nip and tuck right down to the final buzzer. Here's Jason Wiernick. Goes into the corner. Presley's got the ball. Trying to set up the three for Tom Olson off the screen. Instead, he drives the baseline. Throws back out to one of his teammates. Driving in. Stripped. Turned over. 40 seconds left, and the Evergreens have the ball back. Nick Sierakowski bounces to the corner to Weir. Swings over to Riley Peterson. Peterson thinks about driving. Wisely pulls it back out. Evergreens may hold for one here. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Nick Sierakowski has it to Stephen Weir, 25 seconds. Work around to Kyle Kurtenbach. Be a big momentum boost if the Evergreens could somehow end this period with the lead. We're down to 15 seconds and the clock's moving. Peterson top of the key into Sierakowski's hands, 10 seconds. Sierakowski pulls it back out, confident that he can run a play here. Down to 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Sierakowski may just try and drive here on the clear out. Foul line now goes to Weir. Three ball, this will count if it goes, and he hits at the buzzer. The Evergreens end the third quarter with their biggest lead of the night, 35-32. Shooters got to shoot. If you're cold, you stay at it till you hit. And Stephen Weir just hit at the buzzer. The fourth quarter awaits with the Evergreens leading by 3 points. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, where momentum shifted late in the third quarter. The Evergreens on an 8-0 run. Wisconsin Rapids had a lot of empty trips late in the third quarter, and the Evergreens erased an 8-point deficit and now lead 35-32. And they have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Kyle Kurtenbach. The Evergreens could have a two-possession lead if they score here. So this is a big possession for early in the fourth quarter. Swing pass down low, muscling up, and just missing is Chris Cornish. Fighting for the rebound is Kyle Kurtenbach, and he's fouled on a putback attempt. Kurtenbach has earned himself some free throws. The Evergreens have done a much better job on the offensive boards in the second half than they did in the first half. And Riley Presley has just picked up his fourth foul. Presley has 11 points. See if they keep him in or make him sit. Two free throws here for Kyle Kurtenbach, and his first is good. And one of the leading scorers for Wisconsin Rapids is indeed going to find a spot on the pine. Pull him out, so you may not see Presley again till later in the fourth quarter. And Kyle Kurtenbach has one more free throw coming. We're sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The crowd applauds Kurtenbach's second free throw. 37-32, Evergreen's biggest lead. Swinging to the weak side is Philip Florey, who lets a three ball fly, and he missed it. Freshman came up short, ball is out of bounds. Nope, saved in the corner by the Evergreens, Chris Cornish. So Flurry misfires, and the Evergreens were scrappy to save that ball in the corner. They've got the ball back. Evergreens up by five. You know, if they score here, Rapids is going to need a timeout. Kyle Kurtenbach working around to Peterson. See if the Evergreens look for something down low. Finds Sierakowski, cuts to the basket, missed the layup. Kurtenbach, offensive rebound to Sierakowski, who misses again. Evergreens try and keep it alive. They can't. Wisconsin Rapids has a 4-on-2 running back the other way, rolling and missing the layup was Alex Bazenauer. Offensive rebound for Rapids, driving in, trying to initiate contact with Flurry, no call. Yeah, Flurry tried to initiate contact there, and it's a no call. The ball goes out of bounds. Who will it go to? It's going to stay with Wisconsin Rapids. The Red Raiders are just ice cold. They haven't scored for 3.5 minutes in this game. So Flurry missed a three and then tried to drive. You know, he was trying to create the contact for a three-point play, and the referee just wouldn't have it. All right, Rapids inbounds at half court. 37-32, the Red Raiders playing on the short end for once. Tom Olson now up high to Hunter Langhoff. Again, they're playing with Riley Presley, four fouls on the bench. Philip Flurry had it briefly at the foul line, goes back out. Flurry now thinks about driving, spinning. Grant Van Grinsven with shutdown defense. Double teams down low, and they have to go back out. Flurry thinks about the shot, drives in, dishes to one of his teammates, and Hunter Langhoff is fouled as he began his move to the basket. Suddenly gotten physical underneath. Flurry did a good job creating for his teammate there. And the foul will go on Chris Cornish. That is his first, team's third, and they are going to say that that was a shooting foul. So there will be free throws here for Hunter Langhorff, as Wisconsin Rapids has a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Langhorff hits the first. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs during the Baseman Fall Blowout Sale. Second free throw coming for Hunter Langhorff. On a miss, the Evergreens need this rebound, and it's a make. Now it's a three-point game again, 37-34, and for the first time, Wisconsin Rapids tries full-court pressure, and Peterson just had his pass knocked away, stolen back by Wisconsin Rapids. Into the corner is Wiernick, and now to Hunter Langhoff, who thought about the shot and pulls it out for Tom Olson. See if the Evergreens are burned on this turnover. Alex Bazenauer has got the ball. Rapids could tie with a three-pointer here. Olson working around, and they're deliberate. They go into Philip Flurry. The star freshman is guarded by Van Grinsven. He shuts him down. Has to go back out. Now trying to drive in. Here's Tom Olson. Olson's shot badly missed. Didn't get anything, but the offensive rebound kept alive underneath by Langhoff, and now taken away, stolen back by D.C. Everest. Came loose to Jacob Stroik, and Stroik gathered it in. And the Evergreens take the ball right back. So the Evergreens by three, and they have the ball. And it's in the hands now of Grant Van Grinsven, working around to Riley Peterson, who committed the turnover the last time. Gets a touch to get his confidence back. 5 minutes to play in the game, 37-34 Evergreens. Van Grinsven looking to drive on the clear out. There's contact on the floor. Foul here. This will be non-shooting. The Evergreens have a number 45 in the game who is not on my roster. Sean Blum. Yeah, that's Sean Blum, a freshman, who's getting some playing time here. Foul is called on Philip Florey. That is only his second. And it's a non-shooting foul. Evergreens with a three-point lead and the ball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. On the inbound pass to Chris Cornish, up and in from Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens have outscored Rapids 4-0 here in the fourth quarter. We go under 5 minutes to play, and the Evergreens lead is back to five. Here is Tom Olson. Looking to drive, there is J.C. Williamson, and Williamson is fouled, and just barely. The Evergreens don't like the call. Foul is on Riley Peterson. That's going to be his second. And free throws are coming up here for J.C. Williamson. Rapids has been good from the free throw line, and Williamson's first is good. He will get one more. Rapids is led by eight twice in this game. The Evergreens' largest margin has been 5 points, and that's been here in the second half, from late in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter. Williamson's got the ball for his second, and he hit them both. So the Evergreens' lead is cut again to three, and again the Evergreens face full-court trapping defense. Riley Peterson this time breaks it to Nick Sierakowski. Evergreens slow it down deliberately in the front court. Here's Peterson. Peterson keeps the ball, keeps his dribble, goes over to Sierakowski. Now in the corner to Chris Cornish. Big possession, trying to push it back to five. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. And over into the hands of Sean Blum. Blum is getting playing time. The freshman swings cross-court to Sierakowski. Now drives baseline, hands off to Blum. He's stripped. Ball is loose. Evergreens recover. Chris Cornish. And he goes back out to Van Grinsven. Grant Van Grinsven slowing things down. We'll go under 4 minutes on this possession. Riley Peterson now over to Van Grinsven, who clears out, drives. They're going to wave off the basket. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. One of the Rapids players stepped in front of Van Grinsven and drew the foul. And Grant Van Grinsven on the charge is called for his third personal foul. It's a big turning point in the ball game. Van Grinsven, the Evergreens' best defensive player, picks up his third foul, and a basket gets wiped out on the charge. Those charge versus blocking calls are always bang-bang. That one went against the Evergreens. So the lead is still 3, 39-36. But now, more importantly, Wisconsin Rapids gets the ball, and they bounce over into the corner. Riley Presley is back in, playing with four fouls. He spins, and he scores, cuts it to a one-point game. That's Presley with four personal fouls doing the work down low. He scored over Chris Cornish, 39-38. Seatbelts on for what's going to be a tight finish down the stretch here. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. 3.5 minutes left in this one. Over to Van Grinsven, now to Riley Peterson. Goes over to Sierakowski again. And freshman Sean Blum. Evergreen's looking for a cutter underneath. And now it's Peterson driving along the baseline. In traffic, tries a reverse, spins, misses. Peterson tracks down that loose ball in the corner. They tried to trap him in the corner. Goes back to Sierakowski. Under 3 minutes. Evergreens are taking a lot of time here. They need to reward themselves with a basket. Chris Cornish over to Van Grinsven again. They try and set a pick for him. Van Grinsven looks to drive along the baseline. Got a whistle and a foul as Grant Van Grinsven was cut off along the baseline. It's going to be against Hunter Langhorn. Langhoff has just been called for his first. That's six team fouls. Blum comes out. Kyle Kurtenbach comes back in. Gave the Evergreen some minutes from the JV freshman. He's a big kid. Sarakowski looks to inbound with a one-point lead for DC Evers, 39-38. It's inbounded to Grant Van Grinsven. Now to Riley Peterson. 2:50 to play in the game. Sarakowski. Now over to Kyle Kurtenbach to Riley Peterson. Again, the Evergreens look a little tentative about who's going to take the shot here. They're looking for Kurtenbach as a cutter underneath. Now Riley Peterson up high, down to 2.5 minutes to play. You know, they had Sarakowski free underneath, and Kurtenbach didn't see him. Sarakowski was freed up on that block screen. Now Sarakowski spins, looks to make the extra pass to Kurtenbach. He's double-teamed, muscled through, and one official's called a foul, and the other's called traveling, and it's going to be a travel. So let's see, the officials have to get together on this. The officials are going to huddle, because the official on the baseline has a foul called here. The official on the outside is traveling. So let's see what it's going to be. It's going to be traveling. They're going to say that Kyle Kurtenbach shuffled his feet before he was fouled. Coach Corey Heckel is up off the bench, and he's working that baseline official, who he wanted to put up a stronger argument with his partner. Turned over. Key call here with 2:17 to play. Rapids can take the lead on this possession. The Evergreens have a 39-38 advantage. It's precarious now. Philip Flory got a whistle underneath. And this is going to be against Wisconsin Rapids. A makeup call if I ever saw one. Away from the ball after the bang-bang travel call on the other end. And the foul is going to go against Alex Bazenauer. And they'll give the ball back to the Evergreens. This should be a 1-1 here. The Evergreens should be shooting. See if they pick up on this. That's the 7th team foul. And it was not ball control. It was away from the basket. So we should be walking down the court for free throws. No, they're not. Wow. How can they miss that? The Evergreens should be shooting here. And instead it's inbounded full court pressure. And we've got a turnover against Riley Peterson. My goodness, this is an officiating meltdown. An obvious makeup call. They don't realize the single bonus here. And then the Evergreens turn the ball back over. We've got three officials, and someone's got to recognize the situation here. Okay. Rapids down by one. We've got a whistle, and we're going to get a timeout called here. 2:03 to play. I think our Zebras need it as much as our players. Let's take a 30-second break. 2:03 to play in the game. Evers 39, Rapids 38. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order? Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where we just told you a moment ago the referees missed what should have been a 1-1 situation for the Evergreens. And during the timeout, all three officials huddled, and the trail official nodded his head and indicated 1-1, like he realized it after time had already been put back in. So you got to wonder, why the heck doesn't he blow his whistle if he had realized that the Evergreens should have been on the free throw line instead of inbounding? And it's too late to correct it now. The Evergreens have turned the ball back over to Wisconsin Rapids. That is a costly miss. All right, got to play through it. The game's played by humans. It's officiated by humans, too. Rapids inbounds, down low, got a whistle and a foul. And Wisconsin Rapids is going to go to the free throw line with a chance to tie or take the lead. Riley Presley was fouled on the inbounds pass underneath. That is the 6th team foul against DC Everest. So now both teams will shoot, probably, depending on if our refs realize it. Presley hits the first free throw, and this ball game is tied, keeping Presley on the floor with 4 personal fouls. His free throw makes it 39-39. And this one can give Rapids the lead. We're sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Riley Presley just hit his second free throw. Rapids regains the lead. Evergreen's five-point advantage gone. Now baseline pass to Kyle Kurtenbach. In traffic, goes out to Peterson. Three-pointers in the air. He misfired. Little wide. Ball's loose on the floor. Peterson gets it for the Evergreens. 1:45 to play. This is a huge possession. Evergreens fought that loose ball and got it back. Rapids leads 40-39, but the Evergreens have possession. Here's Peterson. Goes up high to Chris Cornish. Now to Peterson down low. Spins in traffic off the backboard. Too strong. Rebound to Wisconsin Rapids. Hunter Langhoff. 1:24 left in the game. Rapids by a point and possession into Philip Flory's hands. Flory looks to drive. He's out of control. Loses the ball. And they're going to get a bailout foul that's going to send Flory to the line. The freshman is going to shoot 1-1. Grant Van Grinsven has just been called for his fourth personal foul. They'll keep him in. So for the freshman, Philip Flory, a huge 1-1 coming up. Now, he's a prolific scorer. He has only six tonight. But these are pressure free throws. Even if he makes both, still a one-possession game. 40-39 Rapids. Flory has the ball in hand on a miss. The rebound's critical, but it's a make. Flory puts his team up by two. 1:14 left on our game clock. Sponsored by the Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Clutch freshman. He got them both. Evergreens take a timeout off the two made free throws. Rapids leads 42-39, but the Evergreens will have the ball after this timeout and after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
We are Fox Sports!
We're back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. And this is just the first game of a doubleheader. Marshfield and Walsall East once we're done. And we are certainly not done yet. The outcome very much in doubt. 1:14 to play, and the Evergreens trail by 3 points. They will have the ball. They don't have to hoist a three here. They can go for two and play for the foul or the takeaway. They'll have to go the length of the court. Wisconsin Rapids has caused some turnover since they've gone to full court pressure. So the Evergreens will have to be careful with the ball. Cutting down on turnovers. Cherishing each possession. That's important here. Play is back in and into the hands of freshman Riley Peterson. 1:04 to play and the clock's rolling. Nick Sierakowski has it. To Kyle Kurtenbach up high. Kurtenbach bounces over to Peterson. Now to Stephen Weir. So they have a three-point shooter in. And Weir is hit from earlier in the half. Now to Kurtenbach. Evergreens are running clock here. They're being deliberate. We go down to 50 seconds. Stephen Weir's got the ball over to Sierakowski. Over to Peterson. Again, you kind of wonder. The Evergreens look tentative about who's going to take the shot here. They trail by three. Looking for Weir. Three ball in the air to tie. And he hit with 35 seconds left. This game is tied. Stephen Weir, they set the high screen for him, and he paid dividends. Rapids is going to play this out. 30 seconds left, they have possession. We're tied 42-42. Down to 24 seconds. So a basket here wins it for Wisconsin Rapids. And Alex Bazenauer has it, guarded by Weir. 15 seconds. See if they'll take a timeout or if they want to play it right here. Nope, Rapids is going to take a timeout. 14 seconds left on the clock. Stephen Weir's three tied this game at 42-42. But Rapids will have a chance to win it. And they'll set up a play here in this timeout with 14 seconds remaining. We will keep it right here. Tonight's very exciting D.C. Everest basketball game is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. We're also sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Intercity State Bank with financing for homes, vehicles, businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. The Evergreens led by five twice in the second half. Wisconsin Rapids battled back. They took a three-point lead, erased on the three-pointer that Stephen Weir just hit on the Evergreens' last possession. Weir has two threes in the second half, 12 points for the game. In fact, with that bucket, Weir becomes the Evergreens' leading scorer. So kind of a breakout game for him. And Stephen Weir was cold in the first half. The challenge for the Evergreens now is to play defense. Rapids will inbound the ball from half court. A bucket of any kind likely wins the game for the Red Raiders. 42-42. Freshman Philip Flory will throw it in. Flory inbounds into the backcourt. Alex Bazenauer. Guarded by Sarakowski. 10 seconds to play. Now to Bazenauer. It's into the freshman Philip Flory's hands. Clear out. Van Grinsven guards him. Gets the pull-up. Only 5 seconds left. Presley goes back out to Flory. Shot partially blocked. Out of bounds. Tie game. Tie game. We'll go to overtime. Philip Flory was a step inside the foul line when he hung and left his shot short. That was Rapids' chance to win the ball game, and it wasn't a particularly good look as Flory was under pressure. 42-42 at the end of regulation. Overtime awaits. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.